In the last century, the gray wolf almost disappeared, having been hunted and trapped to the edge of extinction. But a long-term recovery effort is showing results, and a few years ago, the federal government took the gray wolf off its list of Midwestern endangered species. Like Wisconsin and Minnesota, Michigan quickly allowed wolf hunting, and groups like the Humane Society acted quickly, in Michigan at least, to oppose it.
This is where the bullets are flying, so to speak.
Wayne Pacelli is the president of the Humane Society of the United States.
Wisconsin and Minnesota, which also have very aggressive wolf hunting and trapping programs, don't have the initiative and referendum process. So this will be the first place where the issue of wolf management, trophy hunting of wolves, has been on the ballot.
It started with a law adopted 4 years ago by the legislature and Governor Rick Snyder to allow a gray wolf hunting season. That law was suspended by a petition drive that put the question on the ballot. To get around that, the legislature adopted a second law. That law drew a second petition drive, which is also on the November ballot.
The way the system is set up in Michigan right now, anybody with enough money can get on the ballot for any issue.
Drew Youngdyke says hunters were sick and tired of seeing wildlife management issues on the ballot, where more often than not, they'd lose. Voters have been called upon over the years to decide whether hunting mourning doves should be allowed, whether bear hunters should be allowed to use dogs and bait, and who should make decisions about hunting seasons. Youngdyke is with a pro-hunting coalition called the Citizens for Professional Wildlife Management.
Our groups believe that the final decision about whether an animal should be a game species or whether it should be hunted should be based on the recommendations of Michigan's professional wildlife biologists. If it's decided on the general statewide ballot, that's not being decided by the biologists.
This group launched its own petition drive. It put the issue before the legislature again, and the legislature for the third time adopted a law to allow wolf hunting. This new law also puts the authority for future hunting decisions with state wildlife officials. Their decisions and this new law, which takes effect in March, cannot be challenged via a referendum. That's regardless of how the November election shakes out. Which makes the referendum campaign as much about the political maneuvering that took place to get a wolf hunting season as the issue itself. Again, the Humane Society's Wayne Pacelli.
It's also about this abuse of power by the legislature. Its attempt to subvert the fair vote on this issue by the people of Michigan.
Moses 1 and 2, crying wolf, when it's really a Lansing power grab.
Remember, the smiling politicians are crying wolf.
And it's why the Humane Society and other groups in the Keep Michigan Wolves Protected Coalition are spending $1.5 million on some very anti-politician TV ads to air between now and Election Day. If they succeed in getting voters to say no to both laws, their next stop is court, where they hope a judge will rule the new law is too broad, encompassing too many subjects, and strike it down. So in November, voters will get to have their say on the matter of wolf hunting, but another question is whether their say will matter. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Rick Pluta in Lansing.